Hello, welcome to the Thursday, December 3rd, 2015 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Rob wrote a great diary about how to get useful information out of Nessus scans with PowerShell. Nessus, of course, is a go-to vulnerability scanner. A lot of people are using it, even though it is no longer completely free. One of the problems with Nessus scans are that overall the information itself is not actionable unless you do quite a bit of filtering and massaging of that report. Well, with Rob's PowerShell script, you can automate some of that filtering. And in a blog that calls itself the Positive Research Center, researchers took a look at different 3 and 4G modems as well as routers from 4 different manufacturers. Now, after being able to decrypt the firmware, they focused on web application vulnerabilities. All of these devices do have web applications for administering the device. And of course, that's usually the low-hanging fruit when it comes to these type of devices. They found 60% of the modems or 5 devices to be susceptible to a remote code execution. The same number, and actually I'm surprised that it wasn't more, are susceptible to cross-site request forging. They actually had 6. The blog post does have some proof of concept exploits and also more details about how they went about decrypting the firmware, which was encrypted using the RC4 algorithm, but using a constant key stream, and by being able to compare multiple firmware versions, it was possible and to find enough plain text in order to arrive at the key. And once that hacker, of course, is able to execute code on such a device, the attacker is then also able to intercept the traffic, clone SIM cards, or even infect devices like PCs that are connected to these modems. And when I'm teaching intrusion detection, one of the issues we usually go over is data exfiltration and covert channels. And one of the sort of historic ways to get data out, of course, is ICMP messages. ICMP messages are often not well inspected or not blocked, so they make an easy way to fly under the radar and exfiltrate data. All too often, this data exfiltration is performed using malware, which of course then can be spotted using anti-malware techniques or whitelisting. In a new blog now at safebreach.com, they have an interesting little shell script that can be used to exfiltrate data via ICMP messages using the standard ping command. Ping does have the ability to add up to 16 bytes of additional data of padding to an ICMP echo request. And of course, that can easily be used to smuggle data out of your network. Really like this little shell script or little one-liner there. Reminds me a bit of a similar one-liner I usually demo for DNS, which is a little bit easier, but I think ping makes a lot of sense. Then we got patches from Cisco. The one that's probably the most notable here is a patch for the Android WebEx client. This particular patch does fix a remote code execution vulnerability. There is no exploit available for it at this point, but something you probably do want to address. And Rapid7 again looked at some industrial control system, this time at the Advantech EKI product, which is a gateway for Modbus to TCP/IP. So if you have an older serial device, you can connect it to TCP/IP networks using these Advantech EKI gateways. The problem with these gateways has been that they are usually horribly insecure, and you also find some old vulnerabilities in these gateways. In this particular case, Rapid7 found 3 vulnerabilities. The first two, well, are a pretty high profile, Shellshock and Heartbleed. And then there's also a DHCP stack-based buffer overflow that, of course, could be exploited. And, well, that particular vulnerability goes back to 2012. Well, this is it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.